Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Times are hard, you're afraid to pay.
So I found out during that break that this Sinbad Shazam thing has its roots in a weird internet thing. Then again, what doesn't have its roots in a weird internet thing these days? Did Sinbad play a movie, a genie, in the 1990s movie Shazam? People claim to clearly recall comedian Sinbad's playing a genie in a movie called Shazam, but it's the Mandela effect.
It's a great movie, too.
Yeah. By the way, I did not do that abrupt fade. Our network keeps going down here, and it just cut it out. So I just want to let everybody know my fades are way smoother than
I'm
that.
Running the board.
Thank you. That'd be so refreshing. Back in the day, I never ran my own board until I left Real Radio. We would all, the producer would run the board for
really?
You. So as a talk show, you're just like,
Brett runs the board.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah, Brett.
Which is, you know, there different people do their shows in different ways. Some people are comfortable with somebody else running the board. I like to have everything at my fingertips.
I was terrified of running it. I just started over the past couple of months running on Saturday nights, and I couldn't imagine not doing it now. Just having the ability to, whether it's music or callers or just having control.
Sure.
You want to steer the ship.
Yeah. And you know, I couldn't ever convey to someone, even like as tight as Seth and I are, there's no way I could convey to him what I wanted when I wanted it, because sometimes even I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't think you know until you know.
Like, oh, give me the beds for blah, 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 and I'm going to wrap to loading and I'm going to do this. But meanwhile,
have the ghost host ready.
Right, exactly. So I can just know, you know, things are coming a couple of moves ahead, hopefully. And I don't know why I feel like I'm giving you a radio workshop.
Well, I started to learn a few things the other day, but you know.
Yeah, you started running the board, Micah Rotunda?
Had a couple guests in here. So.
Yeah, all right. It can be daunting.
In between the creepy advances by Craig.
No, not creepy.
That's the nice toughest guy. Part of running the board is fending off the advance. Yeah. We're having some fun. He is a nice guy. Please don't kill Micah. Yeah. It is our Apple a Day date. We'll get to, at 4 o'clock, I'll give you the total that we raised in the month of May. I did just get it from Stephanie Sabota, and it's impressive. But we said our buddy TM Powell, who now has the takeover on CW44, it's like CW44 on the town, but better. You saw Wonder Woman the other night.
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Well, going into it, I mean, I had some reservations just because I thought the DC film extended universe had let me down a lot in the last couple of
Batman v Superman, stinker.
I didn't hate Suicide Squad as much as other people did.
Another lousy movie.
I had to find reasons to like it, which is never a good thing.
Right.
Especially for a big nerd like me.
Sure.
So, I definitely had a lot of reservations going in. But I'd heard that this was something different, you know, that, you know, Zack Snyder, you know, he wasn't as involved as he was in some of the other projects. This was Patty Jenkins' baby from the beginning.
Right.
And I thought it was a great time. It really surprised me. I enjoyed it a lot. And I'm Team Marvel. You know this.
Sure.
You reviewed Civil War with me. You
yes,
know
I
how
did.
Much I love Marvel. I'm so excited for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But right now, Wonder Woman's the movie of June. It's huge.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. I loved it. It's so different from the other DC films. It's actually a game changer within the whole genre of superhero movies, the way they tell the story.
Okay.
It starts out like Sword and Sandals, you know, because she's from Amazonia.
Sure she is.
Yeah. So we have that. And then it gets into like of a fish out of water period piece, and then it's a World War I film. It's also a morality.
Now, when you say
tale.
A fish out of water period piece, do you mean that she is on her period?
No, I do not mean that, Jerry.
Okay, because that does not sound like a fun time for me.
That's a
Wonder Woman get? I am sorry. No, I'm sorry to take this into a gross place, but I mean, does she menstruate?
I imagine so.
I mean, she is, you know, it really embodies the woman's spirit. I think it would be wrong if she didn't.
Right. And she should do so in a very superpower type of way. Like, she should be able to use that as a weapon.
Makes her super ferocious.
Right.
Like watch out.
Blast don't you mess with my crimson laser.
Watch ask Batman. He's the one that used to get it on with her in the comics.
Batman plaid Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Hit you with the heavy flow.
Can we get Batman on the phone? You want to call Batman?
Goodness gracious. No, don't do that. But I do remember when Superman tried to make it with her and flew down and tried to surprise her with some sex, ended up accidentally violating the Invisible Man. That was rough time for everybody involved. Really rough time. So, back to the movie at hand here. So far, you're telling a good story. Fun watch, or is it boring like the Batman v Superman?
No, that's another thing about it. It has a lot of heart and humor, which I thought was missing from the other films. Mm. With the fish out of water part, that's where a lot of the humor comes in, but there's also a lot of heart when it's a war film, and it eventually morphs into a superhero film.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was great. She's great. I know they pronounce her name all different ways. They've said Gal Gadot, huh? Gal Gadot. Right. I say Gal Gadot, because that's how I heard her say it one time okay. on television.
That's the actress who plays her?
She is gorgeous.
I've only seen her on the movie poster, so I it's hard to judge a lady.
Man, when
based
you see her
that.
On the big screen, I mean, she is just beautiful. Mm. And they said she was 5 months pregnant when she shot this film.
Ooh.
She's a former Miss Israel. She is gorgeous.
Miss Israel.
Miss Israel.
Gal Gadot, you said?
I say Gal Gadot.
It seems like it should be Gadot.
Gadot.
I've been waiting for her a long time.
It's all downhill for her since Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, she was in the Fast and the Furious franchise. She was Han's girlfriend.
Yeah, she passed.
She makes the leap of faith.
R.I.P.
Spoiler alert.
Sometimes I think you're trolling about the Fast and the Furious thing, and then I remember that this is the highest grossing franchise in film
history.
It's
one of the biggest franchises ever, and I used to hate on it too. But I realize it's almost like playing Matchbox cars in your backyard.
I was more of a Hot Wheels guy, but go ahead.
But that's what it's like. I get it. I didn't always get it, but now I feel like I know what they're doing. They're just trying to top themselves. They don't care. They know their crap, and they have a good time doing it. So the Fast and the Furious franchise doesn't bother me anymore. I used to be a rude critic about it, but not so much.
Depends on what you mean by crap.
It's crap, John. You know it's crap.
Yeah, you have to accept the fact
they
that
they had a 26-mile-long runway in that one movie. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so weird to me.
The plane was like, pull up, pull up.
Hot Wheels, the tracks, I don't know the Matchbox had the tracks that Hot Wheels had, because Hot Wheels, you had the connectors you could beat your friends with, and you do the loop-de-loop up the wall.
So great.
Man, remember like Power Passers and the little...
It'd be the red and the yellow car.
Yeah.
Just go right around real quick. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, the Tyco Power or whatever, they'd go around. You'd just sit there for hours playing electric cars on a track.
And you could literally even see the little like
sparks.
Electric...
Yeah. Burn many townhouses down.
Oh, you could smell it. Like you'd put it in place and rev it, and then you could smell something burning, and man, that's a good time.
We used to build our tracks up the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do that.
Now the Hot Wheels today, you should see them. There's like volcanoes. They go
so
up the
that's
wall
still a thing? Day. Video games have not made obsolete the Hot Wheels tracks?
No. Hot Wheels are still huge.
Do you know we're talking about Hot Wheels and Matchbox?
Yeah.
You sure?
Hot Wheels, yes.
Well, like, what are they?
Little toy cars.
Okay, all right.
Just they go on the track.
Making sure. Oh, look here, guys. It's Batman calling about Wonder Woman.
Yes, this is Batman.
That really is Batman. It's legit the Dark Knight. Hi, sir. How are you? The best superhero who has no actual superpowers on the planet.
That doesn't stop Wonder Woman from liking it, though.
I bet it doesn't, sir. And are you calling to defend her good name?
I was just calling to chime in about her menstruation.
What?
She doesn't go for 1 week. She goes for a whole month.
So you're saying that every month Wonder Woman has her time for the whole month?
It's every 3 months.
So every 3 months, Wonder Woman, the Amazon Queen, actually has her time for an entire month.
You could say the Amazon River flows red.
I guess I could say that. We'll let you get back to fighting crime and hanging with Robin now. Thank you, Dark Knight.
Gotham calls. LOD.
Best phone call of the day.
Amazing.
Feature clip of the day right there.
Yeah.
Check out the feature clip of the day for Drew Garabo Live. We heard from Batman himself, who had something very surprising to say about Wonder Woman. Now I don't even have to cut one for you guys.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, now you're going to think this is weird. TM's going to understand it. When I saw the Dark Knight Rises premiere, I cried. I cried at the end of that movie.
Why?
Because I guess I can give a spoiler now. The movie came out 5 years ago. I really thought he was dead. And when Alfred was at the grave and he saw Bruce's name, and he's like, I'm sorry I let you down, sir. It was the death of a franchise. I had worshipped that Batman ever since the crappy Adam West schlocky TV adventure show, all the way through his different from Super Friends to Michael Keaton.
Batman the Animated Series is an awesome show.
Very good show.
Yeah.
All the different Batmen or Batmans. And then to see him dead in the ground and Alfred racked with grief. and then Swerve, Alfred the butler, sees the beautiful Anne Hathaway and Christian Bale dining.
Do you like that scene? Because there's a lot of people that say they wish they would just showed Alfred looking, and you never actually see them, so it's kind of left open, kind of like the top spinning in Inception.
Oh, no, I think I get where they're coming from, but seeing them gave it that extra... Because if you had just seen that, you would have wondered, oh, is a crazy old man really seeing something?
I would have wanted to wonder. I think that would have been cooler.
Man, the fact that he saw them and then Christian Bale kind of just... I was like, oh, my God. And then the movie ends and you're like... there were tears in my eyes as I left the theater.
TM, and I'm sure you don't like when people ask you questions like this. To me, I think, and to most everybody, The Dark Knight Rises is like one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. Is that is Wonder Woman on par?
Oh.
Right up there with...
I will say that Wonder Woman is the best DC film since Nolan's Batman franchise. I think The Dark Knight Rises, there are at times where it can linger a little bit, and I'm always going to wonder about if Heath Ledger would have lived, would he have been involved in that third one? I think they weren't done telling that story yet. Mm. But for me, in that franchise, The Dark Knight is still my favorite in there with Heath Ledger.
God, what a... So Dark Knight, the second one's a better one.
The second one. All three of those movies are really, really good. They set the standard. Like I've told you before, I don't even like calling them superhero movies. They're more of crime thrillers.
Interesting.
That is true, because to me, there's two movies that cross over into people that don't like superheroes even, and being Dark Knight and Deadpool. And Deadpool, I just wonder, I have zero interest in Wonder Woman, but I wonder if it's going to be in the same vein as far as, well, people that don't like it.
You know, when TM said it lingers a little bit, I was already thinking Bane. And when he said linger, I thought, I wonder what it would sound like if Bane from The Dark Knight Rises were to sing this song by the Cranberries. And now we're about to find out together. Isn't it fun? Isn't it cool that Seth's not here to prevent me from doing things like this? It's going to be a tough one.
Yes. I hope that everyone enjoys the sounds of Dolores O'Rourke and the Cranberries. If you could return, don't let it burn like Gotham. Don't let it fade. I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude. It's tearing me apart. It's ruining every day. And I swore I would be true.
I didn't know any of the words of this song. You know what I usually sing when this song's on? Like... I'm missing you. That's what she's saying there. Hold on one second. She's saying, but I'm missing you. I thought she was saying, but it's so sweet. You know, I'm such a... She's saying, but I'm missing you. You know, I'm such a fool for you. I am so glad that I pulled up this game. How can you sing along to a song that you don't know any of the words to? But yet this song, anytime it's on the radio... I like that Seth's gone.
I miss you, Seth.
Is that true? Loden's back on the line?
Oh, yeah. Loden's back.
I mean, I almost feel like we reach a point where we're pretty much enabling him by...
Yeah.
But then again, if we don't put him on, then maybe he gets super sad and then he hurts himself.
Yeah.
You know?
No? We can't put that on us. Mm. That's a lot. That's a big load to carry.
Huge load to carry. Like the one you'll be carrying later on tonight. Sure, Loden. Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to let you know that I actually went to... Brown Institute for Radio and Television Broadcasting.
Mm, well, seems to be paying off for you. Very lucrative career calling radio shows.
Oh, yeah. I went a different path, and I got my head slammed in. I became a world champion.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I did. And I just got to tell you, Drew, you're amazing, bro.
Oh,
like,
thank you. No, I dumped it just in case. Yeah. He didn't say the F word.
I don't think he did.
You didn't say the F word, did you, Lud?
What you said earlier, bro, on the fly.
I don't think he did.
No. I listen to this all day.
Thank you.
If I'm not training, I'm listening.
Hey, man, listen. I'm not telling you how to live your life or anything, Loden. But the vodka's doing you no good, dude. I'm not telling you to give up the weed.
You're totally right, bro.
I know. And your friends who reach out to us when we put you on, they're worried about you, man. You got people who care about you. You got a lot of people who care about you.
Doing is I'm remaking my world, and it's like I got slammed by a girl here in Florida. Oh. I lost everything. I had a gym. I did what I love. Oh. And I would like to do that again in South St. Pete. And
Do you recapture some of that? Like maybe hit like one of those 30 to 90 day outpatient facility rehab?
It's not a recapture. It's helping people. And what I'm doing, I'm living in what people call the hood, South St. Pete.
He's mentioned South St. Pete a lot.
Hey, Loden.
A lot of shout outs to South St. Pete.
Loden, how old are you, sir? How old are you?
I'm going to go 31.
I just turned
44. Oh, all right. Well, you mean. Yeah. The booze is doing nobody over 40 any favors. Like, once we get a little up in years,
you're absolutely right, but you guys are concluding the booze to something that's more major, and that's I'm bipolar. Everybody can claim that, but
I can claim non-bipolar. I have my many faults.
Yeah, but when you've been diagnosed since 14 in the institutions, sure, since the age of 14, like myself, yeah.
Hey, you and I are around the same age, and you mentioned institutional. Do you remember Institutionalized, the song by Suicidal Tendencies, one of the greatest punk rock songs ever written?
Oh, I love it. I already know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, hold on 1 second. That's still Linger.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to.
Remember this one?
And I get real.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.